is kommen a messenger of the old Lutzernuje. Bid us us all be merry and make as merry as we may.
Hello, and welcome to the 2013 New World Witchery Yuletide Cheer Special. This is our annual tradition and treat to hopefully provide you a little background music while you're wrapping your presents, brewing your wassail, and just generally having a good, jolly, mistletoe-fueled time. The songs that you heard at the beginning there were Now is Yule Comin' by holiday favorites Shira Comin', and Sweet Was the Song by Artsy Honker. So, and I should say, I'm not alone tonight. That probably sounds that way already, but I'm not. I have someone with me. Hi!
Hello!
How are you, Lane?
How's it going? Oh, I'm good.
Happy holidays.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks.
It's lovely to not be in retail anymore.
This is one of your first years away from retail during the holiday season, isn't it?
It is, since I started working, basically, at 16 years old, because, well, it wasn't retail, it was at a movie theater, and that's almost worse sometimes for the Christmas season, so, you know, all the big releases, and
yeah.
Not closed on Thanksgiving or Christmas Day, so, yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's kind of lovely being in an office, and you have, you know, holiday parties, and you get to decorate your cubicle, and you can wear bad Christmas sweaters if you want to.
And did you get to Xerox your butt while drinking eggnog?
No, I know. That doesn't make it a real party.
I know. I'm disappointed, but...
But it's kind of funny, too, because because I'm not talking about Christmas as much and, like, helping people shop for Christmas and blah, 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 it doesn't feel as Christmassy to me, if that makes sense.
Interesting.
I don't know. It's really been odd. Like, it felt too early to be putting my tree up, even though I knew it wasn't.
I think that might just be a condition of it was really compressed time because Thanksgiving was so late.
Yeah, that may be it.
So, because I know it felt very rushed for me, and like I kind of had to bail on doing my second story's worth of Christmas lights on the house. So, that also had to do with the fact that I didn't feel like climbing over an icy roof for several hours, which I did last year and was sort of terrifying my wife the entire time, but. So it's just one story's worth of lights this year, but...
That's fair.
Yeah. Do you have any big holiday plans? Anything witchy on your wish list?
No, as far as plans, we always keep it pretty low-key. My family comes up and, we put on Pandora and listen to, you know, music all day, and we may actually play Cards Against Humanity, though,
nice.
This year.
Nice.
We did for my birthday with my mother, and she enjoyed it and thought it was funny.
That's
so
awesome.
We'll probably play that again on Christmas. But
that is an awesome family tradition.
Yes, and we've started adding our own cards to, you know, because they give you blank ones with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure that will yield plenty of hilarious interactions.
I'm sure it will definitely light a couple of Yule logs worth of excitement. So that's what
where
you should totally have a holiday subset in there.
Yes, we do have one of the Christmas ones.
Nice, very nice.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, cool.
What about y'all? What are you doing?
Well, you know, we sort of make the season linger as much as we can, so like we we did Thanksgiving, and then the day after, actually on Thanksgiving, we went to go see Frozen. So we're some of the horrible people that actually go to a movie theater on Thanksgiving, which I've never done before because I used to work at a movie theater, so I know
how
terrible that is.
I didn't for a few years, but we have been. We went and saw Muppets I guess when it came out last year or 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't this year, but I went to see a movie on Black Friday, so I guess I'm just as bad.
We're terrible people. Yeah. No, it was just one of those things that, because my wife's family does their big Thanksgiving the Saturday after Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. so that the actual Thanksgiving Thursday, we actually planned a really simple, like, vegetarian harvest-style meal for that night. So earlier in the day, we're like, well, why not take the kids to go see this movie that we wanted to see? And it was our youngest daughter. It was her first movie ever, and she did great. She sat through the whole thing, so...
It's really nice.
It was really cute. It's based on Hans Christian Andersen's The Snow Queen.
Oh.
It's very, very loosely based on that. But it's very cute. Very, very well done. Kind of in the vein of Tangled, but very, very enjoyable. And then following that, the day after Thanksgiving, the tree goes up and we decorate the tree. And mm-hmm. then, you know, I'm going to try get the lights up within the first week of December. And we did St. Nicholas Day. And, you know, so we just have had a good sort of procession of holiday cheer so far.
That's fun.
Yeah. So, but all right. So that's our fancy holidays. I'm sure other people have more exciting holiday stuff going on, but have you finished all your shopping yet?
No, not at all. That's the other thing. It really snuck up on me and I just have not done much shopping. I did a little bit yesterday, mm-hmm. but that was the first that I'd done. So,
yeah. Yeah, no. I've got an online shopping cart full of stuff, which probably also makes me a bad person for shopping at a place where you would have an online shopping cart full of stuff, instead of locally crafted artisan works. But meh, you know.
Not for kids.
No, well, for kids, I wound up having to go out and get a present for my older my boy. And that was kind of a feat in and of itself to try and find this present that he wanted. But then,
did you go out Black Friday?
No. Oh God, no. No, okay. I don't do that mess. But no judgment against anybody who does. I know that a lot of people have fun doing that, but I just,
I do.
Oh man, I get agoraphobic in crowds like that, and I just cannot do that. Oof.
I don't get up super early. You know, I think I woke up really late the day after Thanksgiving. But, you know, I went out, got a couple things that I wanted. And that was that. You know, I don't wait in lines or anything like that.
Yeah.
But it's still fun for me.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it seemed like it was. It actually seemed like it was maybe kind of a lower key Black Friday this year.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be a good thing. I don't know.
Except at Belk. I heard that Belk was really crazy because they had all these women's boots for like $20 a piece when they're normally, you know, like $80 to $100.
Uh huh.
And I heard people were just grabbing stacks of them and running to different places in the store to try them on.
That's crazy.
So their store was the craziest stories that I heard about, but that was it.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness, that's just... You've heard about Black Friday death count, right?
No.
There's a website that tracks how many people are killed or injured on Black Friday in shopping-related incidents.
That's awful.
Well, thankfully, I think there have been 4 people killed in the past 6 or 7 years. So it's like, I'm not saying it's good, but at least it seems like it's less awful than we might think it is at a very like high level. I don't know. So a lot of injuries, though. A lot of people get injured. So,
well, on that note,
the holiday season, a time for love, peace, joy, and extreme shopping danger. So, oh man, blood sacrifice. That's what it's all about, people.
That's right.
So on that note, what are we going to hear next?
Okay, up next we have Good King Wenceslas by the U.S. Army Chorus and Candlelight Carol by Kathmandu Choral.
All right.
King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Stephen when the snow lay round about deep and crisp and even. Brightly shone the moon that night, though the frost was cruel, when a poor man came in sight, gathering winter fuel. Bring me flesh and bring me wine, bring me pine logs hither, thou and I shall see him dine when we bear them thither. Page and monarch, forth they went together. Through the root winds wild the met and the bitter weather. In his master's tents, his master's tents, his guard where the stone, it was in the very sod which the saint had printed. Therefore, Christian men, we should wealth or rank possessing. He who now will bless the poor shall yourselves find blessed.
How do you count all the stars? a bird did wake and fly. Coo-roo, coo-roo, coo-roo. Many a bird did wake and fly to the manger with a wondering cry. On Christmas Day in the morning, dove, the red bird came. The lark, the dove, the red bird came and worshipped there in Jesus' name. On Christmas Day in the morning,
was Lo, How a Rose Air Blooming by Annie Hiller. And that was followed by Carol of the Birds by Brussel Yond.
Our first Christmas poem is Noel by Ann Porter. When snow is shaken from the balsam trees and they're cut down and brought into our houses, when clustered sparks of many-colored fire appear at night in ordinary windows, we hear and sing the customary carols. They bring us ragged miracles and hay and candles and flowering weeds of poetry that are loved all the more because they are so common. But there are carols that carry phrases of the haunting music of the other world, a music wild and dangerous as a prophet's message. or the fresh truth of children, who, though they come to us from our own bodies, are altogether new, with their small limbs and bird-like voices. They look at us with their clear eyes and ask the piercing questions God alone can answer.
That was beautiful.
That was a sweet little poem. I like that.
Yeah. Very, I don't know, it felt vaguely pagan-y and also kind of, you know, sweetly Christmassy. So, so it fits in very nicely in New World Witchery. Anyway. Next up, we're going to hear another set of kind of sort of witchy Christmassy tunes. We'll hear The Holly, Witch's Dance by Harper's Hamper, followed by Broom Bonnie Broom
by Music for a Winter's Eve.
And then we'll hear Patapan by Fugly. Thank you.
company, let's laugh and sing, or if you please, we'll frolic with sweet Dolly. Your paltry money bags of gold, what need have we to stale for? When little or nothing soon is told, we'll have the less to care for. Jog on the foot pathway, and merrily hands the style. Your merry heart goes all the day, your satire's in a mile. Jog on the foot pathway, and merrily hands the style. Your merry heart goes all the day, your satire's in a mile.
Drum, Robin, take your flute and come. When we hear the music play, tooraloo-raloo, pat-a-pat-a-pan. When we hear the music play, Noel, Noel, we say. Long ago was born a king, to him we now do sing. Play your music sweet and clear, tooraloo-raloo, pat-a-pat-a-pan. Play your music sweet and clear, sounding Noel's of good cheer. He was born on Christmas Day, celebrate with us, come play. Let the music sound again, tooraloo-raloo, pat-a-pat-a-pan. Let the music sound again, Merry Christmas to all men.
Up next is Christmas, a Mother Goose poem. Christmas is coming, the geese are getting fat. Please to put a penny in an old man's hat. If you haven't got a halfpenny will do. If you haven't got a halfpenny, God bless you.
And now, of the palace of the Snow Queen, and what happened there at last, being the seventh story from Hans Christian Andersen's collection, The Snow Queen. The walls of the palace were formed of drifted snow in the windows and doors of the cutting wind. There are more than 100 rooms in it, all as if they had been formed with snow blown together. The largest of them extended for several miles. They were all lighted up by the vivid light of the aurora, and they were so large and empty, so icy cold and glittering. There were no amusements here, not even a little bear's ball, when the storm might have been the music, and the bears could have danced on their hind legs and shown their good manners. There were no pleasant games of snapdragon, or touch, or even a gossip over the tea table for the young lady foxes. Empty, vast, and cold were the halls of the Snow Queen. The flickering flame of the northern lights could be plainly seen. Whether they rose high or low in the heavens, from every part of the castle, in the midst of its empty, endless hall of snow, was a frozen lake, broken on its surface into a thousand forms. Each piece resembled another, from being in itself perfect as a work of art, and in the center of this lake sat the Snow Queen when she was at home. She called the lake the Mirror of Reason, and said that it was the best and indeed the only one in the world. Little Kay was quite blue with cold, indeed almost black, but he did not feel it, for the Snow Queen had kissed away the icy shiverings, and his heart was already a lump of ice. He dragged some sharp, flat pieces of ice to and fro and placed them together in all kinds of positions, as if he wished to make something out of them, just as we try to form various figures with little tablets of wood, which we call a Chinese puzzle. Kay's fingers were very artistic. It was the icy game of reason at which he played, and in his eyes the figures were very remarkable, and of the highest importance. This opinion was owing to the little piece of glass still sticking in his eye. He composed many complete figures, forming different words, but there was one word he never could manage to form, although he wished it very much. It was the word eternity. The Snow Queen had said it to him. When you can find out this, you shall be your own master, and I will give you the whole world and a new pair of skates. But he could not accomplish it. Now I must hasten away to warmer countries, said the Snow Queen. I will go and look into the black craters at the tops of the burning mountains, Etna and Vesuvius, as they are called, and I shall make them look white, which will be good for them and for the lemons and the grapes. And away flew the Snow Queen, leaving little Kay quite alone in the great hall, which was so many miles in length. So he sat and looked at his pieces of ice, and was thinking so deeply and sat so still that any one might have supposed he was frozen. Just at this moment it happened that little Gerda came through the great door of the castle. Cutting winds raged around her, but she offered up a prayer, and the winds sank down as if they were going to sleep. And she went on till she came to the large empty hall and caught sight of Kay. She knew him directly. She flew to him and threw her arms around his neck and held him fast while she exclaimed, "Kay, dear little Kay, I found you at last." But he sat quite still, stiff and cold. Then little Gerda wept hot tears which fell on his breast and penetrated into his heart and thawed that lump of ice and washed away the little piece of glass which had stuck there. Then he looked at her and she sang, "Roses bloom and cease to be, but we shall the Christ child see." Then Kay burst into tears, and he wept so the splinter of glass swam out of his eye. Then he recognized Gerda and said joyfully, "Gerda, dear little Gerda, where have you been all this time? Where have I been?" And he looked all around him and said, "How cold it is! How large and empty it all looks!" And he clung to Gerda, and she laughed, and she wept for joy. It was so pleasing to see them that the pieces of ice even danced about. And when they were tired and went to lie down, they formed themselves into the letters of the word which the Snow Queen had said he must find out before he could be his own master. Eternity. And then he could have the whole world and a pair of new skates. Then Gerda kissed his cheeks, and they became blooming. And she kissed his eyes, and they shone like her own. She kissed his hands and feet, and then he became quite healthy and cheerful. The Snow Queen might come home now when she pleased, for there stood his certainty of freedom in the word she wanted, written in shining letters of ice. Then they took each other by the hand and went forth from the great palace of ice. They spoke of the grandmother, and of the roses on the roof. And as they went on, the winds were at rest, and the sun burst forth. When they arrived at the bush with the red berries, there stood the reindeer waiting for them. And he had brought another young reindeer with him, whose udders were full. And the children drank her warm milk and kissed her on the mouth. Then they carried Kay and Gerda first to the Finland woman, where they warmed themselves thoroughly in the hot room, and she gave them directions about their journey home. Next they went to the Lapland woman, who had made them some new clothes, and put their sleighs in order. Both the reindeer ran by their side, and followed them as far as the boundaries of the country, where the first green leaves were budding. And here they took leave of the two reindeer, and the Lapland woman, and all, and they said farewell. And the birds began to twitter, and the forest, too, was full of green, young leaves, and out of it came a beautiful horse, which Gerda remembered, for it was one which had drawn the golden coach. A young girl was riding upon it with a shining red cap on her head and pistols in her belt. It was the little robber maiden, who'd got tired of staying at home. She was going first to the north, and if that did not suit her, she meant to try some other part of the world. She knew Gerda directly, and Gerda remembered her. It was a joyful meeting. "You are a fine fellow to go gadding about in this way," she said to little Kay. "I should like to know whether you deserve that anyone should go to the ends of the world to find you." But Gerda patted her cheeks and asked after the prince and the princess. Oh, they are gone to foreign countries, said the robber girl. And the crow? Asked Gerda. Oh, the crow is dead, she replied. His tame sweetheart is now a widow, and wears a bit of black worsted around her leg. She mourns very pitifully, but it is all stuff. But now tell me how you managed to get him back, Gerda told Kate. Then Gerda and Kate told her all about it. Snip, snap, snare, it's all right at last, said the robber girl. Then she shook both their hands and promised that if ever she should pass through the town, she would call and pay them a visit. And she rode away into the wide world. But Gerda and Kay went hand in hand toward home, and as they advanced, spring appeared more lovely with its green verdure and its beautiful flower. Very soon they recognized the large town where they lived and the tall steeples of the churches, in which the sweet bells were ringing a merry peal as they entered. And they found their way to the grandmother's door. They went upstairs to the little room, where all looked just as it used. The old clock was going tick, tick, and the hands pointed to the time of day, but as they passed through the door into the room, they perceived that they were both grown up and become man and woman. The roses out on the roof were in full bloom and peeped in at the window. And there stood the little chairs on which they had sat when children. And Kay and Gerda seated themselves, each on their own chair, and held each other by the hand, while the cold, empty grandeur of the Snow Queen's palace vanished from their memories like a painful dream. The grandmother sat in God's bright sunshine, and she read aloud from the Bible, "Except ye become as little children, ye shall in no wise enter the kingdom of God." And Kay and Gerda looked into each other's eyes, and all at once understood the words of an old song. Roses bloom and cease to be, but we shall the Christ child see. And they sat both there, grown up, yet children at heart. And it was summer, warm, beautiful summer.
Now we'll hear Cherry Tree Carol by Rose and Thistle Band and This Endless Night by the U.S. Army Chorus.
We enjoy as if it was an old man, and an old man was he. He married Virgin Mary, the Queen of Galilee. He married Virgin Mary, the Queen of Galilee. Oh, Joseph and Mary walked through a garden green. There were berries and cherries as far as might be seen. There were berries and cherries as far as might be seen. Joseph, gather me some cherries. I fear I am with child. Then Joseph flew into an anger. In anger flew he. Oh, let the father of the baby gather cherries now for thee. Oh, let the father of the baby gather cherries. By command, I will look you.
and blows, the wind flings to west, the drift is high and surly. Sailor and ships, I hear the blast, I'm sure it's winter fairly. Up in the morning's not for me, up in the morning early, when all the hills are covered with snow, I'm sure it is winter fairly. The birds are chittering in the floor, a day they fare but sparely, and lands the nicht they is winter fairly. Up in the morning's not for me, up in the morning early, where all the hills are covered with snow, I'm sure it is winter fairly.
That was Cold Blows the Wind by Music for a Winter's Eve. Next, we'll hear a bit about Santa's traveling companions from Lane.
All right, the companions of St. Nicholas. This is from stnicholascenter.org. Depending on what part of the world you're in, Santa Claus, or more likely St. Nicholas, will arrive traveling with companions other than 8 reindeer. Here's a brief look at some of Father Christmas's road buddies. In the Netherlands, Sinterklaas arrives on a large white horse, often called Schimmel, or Amerigo, since 1990, when that was the actual horse's name. Sinterklaas also rides the horse around the countryside, visiting schools and homes. Sometimes a white horse is also with St. Nicholas in Belgium, known as Schlecht Wieder Vondag, Germany and Poland. In France, Belgium, Luxembourg, and Switzerland, St. Nicholas leads a donkey laden with baskets full of treats and toys for children. Angels may appear with St. Nick in Belgium, Germany, Poland, Ukraine, and Austria. Sometimes they keep the record of children's behavior in St. Nicholas's large book. They may carry the book as St. Nicholas delivers gifts. In Czech and Slovak traditions, the angel is there to protect the children from the devil. The frightening devil-like figure of Krampus is found with St. Nicholas in Austria, southern Germany, and some other Eastern European areas. He is dressed in fur with horns and a long red tongue. He is sometimes in chains to show he is under the saint's control and would not be able to harm people. In some places, there are very frightening Krampus visits that include hitting passerbys and onlookers, including children, with sticks. Though some say Krampus is the worst thing in Austria, he is very popular. In Czech and Slovak traditions, a shaggy-furred devil with horns, tail, and a long red tongue comes along with St. Nicholas. He has a staff to threaten punishment. However, he is usually chained, and an angel is there to protect the children. Knecht Ruprecht is St. Nicholas' most familiar attendant in Germany. He is a servant and helper whose face is sooty from going down chimneys leaving children's treats. He carries a sack of presents and a rod for disobedient children. Just wait until Ruprecht comes, as it's still a common threat in German homes. Originally a farmhand, Ruprecht is known by many names, as Hanstrop or Rupels in the French region of Alsace. The aforementioned Krampus in southern Germany, Pelzebach or Pelznickel in northwest Germany, Hans Muff in Rhineland, Bartel, not sure if I'm pronouncing that correctly, the wild bear in Silesia, Gumpinkel with a bear in Hesse, and Buttonmandel in Bavaria, or Black Pete, close to the Dutch border. In the Palatinate, both Nichols and his attendants may be known as Stopklos, the Plotter, and Grumbler. Black Peter was established in the Netherlands as the Sinterklaas helper in 1845. He rides over the rooftops with Sinterklaas, listens down chimneys to check children's behavior, and delivers gifts. Even though some ask if he is an anachronism in today's world, the Black Peters are enormously popular. The Dutch see them as more fun-loving and mischievous than the more stately bishop. Besides, the saint asks children questions and gives fruit, while it is the Peters who hand out treats and candy. Black Peters are also found in Flanders and Belgium. Père Fouettard is found in France and Luxembourg, where he's known as Houssucker. He is the evil butcher who was forever condemned to follow St. Nicholas as a punishment for luring the little lost children into his shop. His name doesn't translate well, but means Mr. Boogeyman, Spanking, or Switches. Schmutzley is nearly all brown, dressed in brown with brown hair and beard and a face darkened with lard and soot. He is St. Nicholas's helper in Switzerland. He carries a switch and a sack, but no longer uses them. Children used to be told that Schmutzley would beat naughty children with the switch and carry them off in the sack to gobble them up in the woods. Today there is very little talk of beatings and kidnappings. So you better watch out, and you better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Because Santa Claus and all his impish helpers are coming to town.
Oh my goodness.
So any mispronunciations in that is purely my own, and I apologize in advance. Or I guess it's coming afterwards, so I apologize after.
Boy, those are some fun companions. Or do you have any favorites among the group?
I have always liked Krampus ever since you told me about him way back when. Because you spent time in Poland, right?
The Czech Republic, uh-huh.
Czech Republic, I'm sorry. So, I don't know. I think it's interesting.
Yeah, and they have, I think in the thing that you read, they talk about it being a devil. And while we were there, I don't know that they ever called him Krampus while we were there, but it was definitely that figure that we saw on St. Nicholas Day. You could buy cookies that had, they're either in the shape of St. Nicholas or the shape of Krampus, and the Krampus ones were always more popular, so.
Really?
Yeah, and you would have parades occasionally where you would have somebody dressed as Krampus and dressed as St. Nicholas, and it was, it's just good, silly fun, and lots of fun. I introduced my kids to the concept of Krampus this year, actually.
How did that go over?
Let the childhood drama begin.
Honestly, I don't think it's much different from the Elf on the Shelf. They're both kind of watching what you do.
Yes. Yeah, and I explained to him, that, because we did the St. Nicholas Day thing, and I said, and St. Nicholas has this guy who comes with him, named Krampus, who, if you're good, St. Nicholas leaves you things in your shoes. If you're a really naughty child, then Krampus might stuff you in a sack and take you away. I didn't talk about, him eating you or anything like that. But my son actually did go, well, Daddy, sometimes I am bad. And I'm like, no, you're not bad enough to go in the sack, honey, it's okay.
He won't listen, it's the sack for you.
Well, he was really well behaved for about a day and a half after he heard that story.
That is so funny.
So, it was fun. It was a lot of fun. So, anyway, alright, on to the next round of music. We'll talk to you in a bit.
Deck the hall with boughs of holly, la 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 la, la 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 la. Tis the season to be jolly, la 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 la, la 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 la. Fill the mead cup, drain the barrel, fa la 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 la. Draw the ancient Yuletide carol, fa la 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 la. See the flowing bowl before us, fa la 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 la. Strike the harp and join the chorus, fa la 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 la. Follow me in merry measure, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. While I sing of beauty's treasure, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Fast away the old year passes, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Hail the new ye lads and lasses, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Laughing, crossing, all together, fa la 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 la. Heedless of the wind and weather, fa la 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 la.
And that was Deck the Halls by Harper's Hamper, Green Glows the Holly by Shira Common, and O Christmas Tree by Tuwajik.
And now we'll have a Christmas poem by Robert Frost. Christmas Trees by Robert Frost, A Christmas Circular Letter. The city had withdrawn into itself and left at last the country to the country. When between the whirls of snow not come to lie and whirls of foliage not yet laid, there drove a stranger to our yard, who looked the city, yet did in country fashion, in that there he sat and waited, till he drew us out, a buttoning coats, to ask him who he was. He proved to be the city come again, to look for something it had left behind, and could not do without and keep its Christmas. He asked if I would sell my Christmas trees, my woods, the young fir balsams, like a place where houses all are churches and have spires. I hadn't thought of them as Christmas trees. I doubt if I was tempted for a moment to sell them off their feet or to go in cars and leave the slope behind the house all bare, where the sun shines now no warmer than the moon. I'd hate to have them know it if I was, yet more I'd hate to hold my trees except as others hold theirs or refuse for them. Beyond the time of profitable growth, the trial by market everything must come to. I dallied so much with the thought of selling, than whether from mistaken courtesy and fear of seeming short of speech, or whether from fear of hearing good of what was mine, I said, "There aren't enough to be worthwhile." "I could soon tell how many they would cut. You let me look them over." "You could look, but don't expect I'm going to let you have them. Pasture they spring in, some in clumps too close that lop each other of boughs, but not a few quite solitary and having equal boughs, all round and round." The latter he nodded yes to, or paused to say beneath some lovelier one with a buyer's moderation, "That would do." I thought so too, but wasn't there to say so. We climbed the pasture on the south, crossed over, and came down on the north. He said, A thousand Christmas trees! At what a piece!" He felt some need of softening that to me. 1,000 Christmas trees would come to $30. Then I was certain I had never meant to let him have them. Never show surprise, but $30 seems so small beside the extent of pasture I should strip. 3 cents, for that was all they figured out apiece. 3 cents so small beside the dollar friends I should be writing to within the hour would pay in cities for good trees like those. Regular vestry trees, whole Sunday schools could hang enough on to pick off enough. 1,000 Christmas trees I didn't know I had.
were 3 cents more to give away than sell, as may be shown by a simple calculation. Too bad I couldn't lay one in a letter. I can't help wishing I could send you one, and wishing you here with a Merry Christmas.
That was O Tannenbaum by Kellyanna, featuring Jenna Green, off her latest CD, Traditions. And we finished with Winter's Ritual by S.J. Tucker from the Ember Days soundtrack.
Of course, what will winter be without a good wassail? Our next three songs are good to raise a glass to and cheer in the new year. You'll hear Wassail Song by Music for Winter's Eve, Come Landlord Fill the Flowing Bowl by the Limey Birds, and Boar's Head Carol by the Pagan Carolers. Enjoy!
Here we come a-wassailing in among the leaves so green. Here we come a-wandering so fair to be seen. Love and joy come to you, and to you your wassail too. And God bless you and send you a happy new year. Our wassail cup is made of the rosemary tree, and so is your beer of the best barley. Love and joy come to you, and to you your wassail too, and God bless you and send you a happy new year.
Fill the flowing bowl until it doth run over. Come, landlord, fill the flowing bowl until it doth run over. For tonight we'll merry, merry be. For tonight we'll merry, merry be. For tonight we'll merry, merry be. Tomorrow we'll be sober.
The boar's head in hand there are, bedecked with dates and roses there are, and I pray you, good people, be merry. Proteste sin convivio, caput apri defero, redens laes domino. The boar's head, as I understand, is the rarest dish in all this land, which thus bedecked with a gay garland, let us serve in recatico, caput apri defero, regens laes domino. Our steward hath provided this in honor of the king of this, which on this day to be served is in reginentiatrio, caput apri defero, regens laes domino.
to thee, O Israel.
Ave, Ave Dominus.
That was O Come Emmanuel by Mary Ellen Kirk and Ave Maria by Caliana. We're coming to the end of our holiday special.
Oh, we really hope you enjoyed it.
Thank you so much for listening to us this time around, and we'll finish up with our traditional ending tune, which is "De Day Dawn" by Samantha Gilogli. Happy holidays from New World Witchery.
Thanks for listening.
Be well.